RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Interstate Batteries offers a wide variety of batteries for your everyday needs. Stop into one of their thousands of retail locations and talk with a battery specialist about batteries for your truck, trail cameras, and even those weird batteries for your rangefinder. Interstate Batteries even offers cell phone repair in certain locations. For more information, visit interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands for the super athletic stuff, like running gear for cruising up the trail.
Woo!
And the super athlete-ish stuff, like fishing gear for chilling by the creek. Nice cast. Fitness apparel to push for higher reps. You got this. And golf balls priced so you can afford to lose one. Or a few. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athlete-ish, Sierra's got it.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. And today I am joined by Alex Rich, and Alex is one of the lead designers over at Mystery Ranch. And so on this episode today, we're going to talk about some of the new things, new products, and how these new products fared to the market about Mystery Ranch and some of their new packs. So it's a really interesting question or a conversation. I'll tell you this, man, and I mentioned this in the podcast, I am a huge fan of, and this is in no way necessarily a plug, it's more of a review. And so I am a huge fan of products that I'm really hard on my equipment. So when I can beat the shit out of some of my equipment and it still functions year after year and I don't need to buy a new pack or a new pair of boots or a new spotting scope or whatever the product is, I love durability. I love when I can, when I'm hard on my equipment and it continues to perform on a yearly basis. That's really what I'm looking for in any said product. And so I mentioned to Alex in this episode that the past 2 years, or, you know, 3 years now, I have literally beat the shit out of my packs for Mystery Ranch and have had very, very minor issues with any of them. To come to think of it, probably no issues at all, to be honest with you. Outside of that, it's a really good episode. Before we do get into today's episode, though, we're going to talk about Tethered. And so this new lineup of Mystery Ranch packs that we talk about today may be perfect for a saddle hunter and carrying your equipment back and forth. So if you're looking for a company that makes a really good saddle hunting accessories, saddle hunting platforms, and climbing sticks, go check out Tethered's lineup. A really, really good lineup of products for saddle hunting. And at the same time, there's a huge education platform that they have created on their website and on their YouTube channels that helps you flatten the learning curve on how to become a better saddle hunter. Next, we have Tacticam. Now, Tacticam is one of those companies that really has filled a hole in the hunting lifestyle. And what I mean by that is people love to share stories, you know, like storytelling is one of the, it's a huge buzzword in the hunting space. And so when you can go out and record your hunt and record your, what you see, the deer that walk by your blind or your tree stand, and you can get the shot on tape, man, that's a really awesome part of this storytelling that Tacticam is able to kind of capture. So recently Tacticam has introduced their new 6.0 version, has the LCD screen, has image stabilization, 4K recording, and it can go on a bow or a gun. So go check that out at huntstand.com. At tacticam.com. Next is Hunt Stand, and Hunt Stand is one of these hunting apps that just allows you to journal and document everything that you see out in the woods while you're out shed hunting, or you're looking for beds, or you're scouting. Like this time of year, it's shed hunting season, and while you're out there, you might as well be doing some scouting. So when you're out there, you need to be journaling and documenting what you see, you know, pinch points, creek crossings, beds, old sign, that kind of stuff. And it also helps you for your out-of-state hunts. You can find out where the public land is. You can find access. You can you can go through all these hypothetical situations like wind direction and so on. So go to huntstand.com, read up on all the functionality, and while you're there, check out the new Pro Whitetail platform upgrade that they have available, and just continue learning about the land that you hunt, and it's just going to make you a better hunter. So there's that. If you guys are so inclined, please go to iTunes and leave a 5-star review about the Hunting Gear Podcast, man. That would be greatly appreciated. Other than that, let's get into today's episode with Alex Rich of Mystery Ranch. 2, 1. All right. On the Hunting Gear Podcast today, Mr. Alex Rich. Alex, what's up, man?
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
It's been a while, man. I'm trying to think of the last time you were on the podcast. I feel like it was maybe like 3 ATA shows ago we sat down with you.
Yeah, it must have been just right pre-pandemic. Yeah. So, you know, maybe January 20.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. And it sounds like a lot has kind of, a lot of things have changed at Mystery Ranch.
You know, a lot has and a lot hasn't. I feel like we just have that kind of big skip in the timeline that pandemic was, but yeah. Like, you know, we've been cranking, we've been, you know, working our tails off over here throughout that whole period. Been growing like crazy in just about every market, and I mean, hunting's just really taken off for us in the last few years.
Yeah. And so just a friendly reminder here, why don't you tell everybody what your role at Mystery Ranch is?
So I do product design for Mystery Ranch, primarily hunting and outdoor. But everybody kind of dabbles in all the markets a little bit here and there. So, you know, I've worked on projects from military to wildlife firefighting, as well as, you know, everyday carry products, travel stuff. But then, yeah, my emphasis is kind of on hunting nowadays.
Gotcha. Okay. So when you guys sit down at Mystery Ranch and you either try to break into a new market, because you guys have, for the longest time, were always known as a Western hunting pack. And then you kind of broke in a little bit into the whitetail market. How do you guys make a decision onto what niche or what market to create a pack for next?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, the Western hunting space is like, it makes sense for us, especially being based in Bozeman, where, you know, a lot of us here at the office are active hunters. So that product development just makes a lot of sense. And it's really, you know, kind of, we are so product driven that we need products that perform in the field. So we have that ability to, you know, go out in the woods here in Montana and use those products.
Yeah.
But like I've said, we've been growing so fast in the hunting market. We're looking for other spaces to expand and other, you know, other areas that could use, you know, really well designed, comparable products. And whitetail space is kind of one that we identified as not having a ton of, there are really good products in the whitetail space, but nothing that carries like a Mystery Ranch pack.
Yeah.
So we definitely saw that was an opportunity, you know, to kind of enter in that market. And then on the product side, you know, we have to kind of go through the process of figuring out exactly, you know, what we think we can offer the market, what the market might be missing. What the right product offering is to, you know, deliver to the customer, you know, as well as like, you know, kind of just defining why.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the process, you know, again, is a little bit more difficult than, you know, the kind of natural state that getting into Western hunting is.
Yeah.
But, you know, and we're pretty well connected throughout the industry. So, you know, we make phone calls, we talk to people. We've got a few guys that, you know, lived out in Michigan. I think Chris Nolan might have been on the podcast with us last time.
Yep.
He's from Michigan, so ton of experience in the whitetail woods. So, you know, I'm able to ping off him like different thoughts and ideas on, you know, yep, how to improve on products in the space.
Gotcha. Okay. And so you guys kind of identified that you wanted to jump into the whitetail space, and you did. What did that initial offering look like as far as the reaction from the public?
So we entered the space with just one pack. The, you know, the feature set was kind of there. The textiles were developing at the time. So like the customers that were using the pack really liked it, but there's obviously some feedback that we got from that. Then the other challenge that we were having kind of getting into the whitetail market is, you know, we have a ton of brand recognition in the West, but when you go, you know, in the whitetail woods, you know, not very many people know who Mystery Ranch is. So that's another hurdle that we've been trying to tackle over the last few years. It's like, you know, how do we drive kind of that brand penetration so that people get to know who we are and get comfortable with, you know, seeing our products around and kind of familiarizing themselves with, you know, what we have to offer.
Do you guys feel like you've got a foothold in that space now?
For sure. You know, I think what that first generation of packs really did was help us to capitalize on those early adopters, the guys that are on the cutting edge looking for like the latest, newest, coolest stuff out there. And I think since then, you know, especially this our newest release, we're like starting to address the majority of guys, transitioning from those like tip of the spear, really gear hungry fellows out there and starting to transition to, you know, the more general population of whitetail hunt.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And so, you know, I know you guys had some new technology, and before we continue on into the whitetail, the second gen whitetail stuff, I found when I was at the ATA show this year and looked at a couple of your packs, you had this pop-up frame. So what I want you to do is describe what this pop-up frame is and the functionality behind it.
Totally. So it was actually kind of developed a few years back. I was doing a little bit of antelope hunting out in the plains of Montana. Mm-hmm. Not a ton of cover. You know, I was wearing one of our bigger pack frames, you know, that I would use elk hunting or deer hunting, that sort of thing. and found myself like in a prone position or like kneeling quite a bit. And I needed the opportunity to be able to lift my head without being, you know, coming in contact with the frame, in the back.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, why don't we, you know, work on developing a collapsible frame system? So that kind of spurred the idea of like developing a frame system. Initially it kind of folded like a set of tent poles. But we've moved into a frame system that collapses and extends, much like a trekking pole would. So it's a more of a telescoping system.
Right.
And again, that kind of initial design philosophy is like, how do we get into a prone position without the frame impeding with our head? But still have that full height of the frame, you know, that gives us the ability to pack out a full animal if we're successful.
Gotcha.
One of the things that's been really cool about that system though, is because it is kind of quirky and it's new, not a lot of people have like really looked at it. There's been a lot of whitetail hunters that have been checking that system out. You know, a lot of saddle hunters or guys that are doing, you know, public land hunts where they're carrying their stand. They're using the overload system to carry their, you know, their tree stand or their platform, you know, over several miles, you know, in some circumstances on a public land to be able to hang their stand.
Yeah.
And then that adjustable, the adjustable frame system kind of allows for, you know, guys to really customize the height of that frame. You know, if they're going through thick brush, they can have a little bit shorter. Or if they've got, you know, a pretty bulky stand, they can use the entire height of the frame to kind of support that system.
Yeah. And so is this pop-up system in all of your packs now, or all of your Western packs, or just a select few?
Just a select few. Okay. It's kind of more day pack oriented. We haven't put any of our like big expedition packs onto that frame system.
Yeah.
So for this year, we came out with two new packs on that system, being 30 and 40 liters. So,
gotcha. You
know, kind of like that mid range of day hunting all the way up to, kind of what we think of as late season hunting, but you know, that 40 liter size is good for a lot of bulky layers, you know, some extra food and whatnot, yeah, for those late season hunts.
Okay. And so does this pop-up frame then allow for additional load carrying opportunities as well? Like rigidness and things like that?
Yeah, for sure. So the pop-up system kind of utilizes the same overload technology that we use in our bigger packs. So same deal, you could put, you know, elk quarters or in some cases entire animals in between the pack and the frame. And then, you know, weight wise, there's not really a good system for like talking about what some people would call load rating.
Mm-hmm.
There's just not really a good way to quantify that, you know, from pack to pack. But I've, you know, thrown an entire antelope in the overload system and carried that, you know, a couple miles back to the truck. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, definitely able to carry, you know, north of 100 pounds if you needed to.
Okay. And is there any additional functionality with that system?
Yeah. So we've been refining the process over, or excuse me, refining the system over the past couple of years, and I brought a sample here so I could show you one of the latest innovations that we've had. So if you can see on the side here, this is just a little orange tab to help you open up that trekking pole kind of telescoping technology, so you can kind of see that frame can extend and whatnot.
Yep.
But one of the cool things that we incorporated for this iteration is, I'm gonna try to get it on the camera there. You can see this screw right here
on the top.
Yep. On the top. That's a Core 20 optic screw.
Ah, yes, yes. I remember you talking about this, man. That's badass. Just that very simple little thing, man. Now it's almost like, and correct me if I'm wrong, like I still see a good tripod. It could be necessary, but on like a quick run and gun type hunt, that is badass.
My day kicks off with a refreshing Celsius energy drink, then straight to the gym. Pre-K pickup, back home to meal prep. Time for my fire station shift. One more Celsius, gotta keep the lights on. When the 3 alarm hits, I'm ready. Celsius. Live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and it was kind of a funny deal because like once I thought about putting that on the top of the frame, I was like, how the heck have I not thought of doing this early?
Yeah.
Because it, you know, it makes so much sense. And you're totally right. Like you can't put a big, you know, 85 millimeter spotting scope on top of that thing and expect it to be stable enough to see for, you know, long distance.
Right.
So the tripod's kind of indispensable, especially in some of those like longer range Western style hunts.
Right.
But when it comes to like, you know, the running gun, you need to throw your binoculars up on top of there real quick. You know, I've experimented with putting like just a V-shaped shooting yoke on the top. So for like turkey hunting or rifle hunting,
yes,
you can throw your gun right there on the rest. And then we've even had some of our early testers experiment with self-filming. So you could screw a GoPro right to the top. You could put a camera arm on there because it's anything that adapts to that quarter 20 screw, you can put right on top of it.
And that's standard in a lot of optics and video camera equipment, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. Yeah. And if it doesn't have a quarter 20 screw, there's a ton of like photo companies that make an adapter screw.
Right.
So, you know, I've started putting like a tripod head on top of there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can run it just like you would a tripod, you know, with quick release plates. And sometimes you need that adapter screw to make it work. But the system sits, you know, it comes equipped with that.
Right. A lot of opportunity or a lot of possibilities with just a little screw, man. That's pretty sweet, man.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And, you know, I think that kind of speaks to how we approach problems as Mystery Ranch, yeah. You know, as a brand, is, you know, we try to incorporate like these little features that, you know, are innovative that nobody else is doing. You know, we kind of let the customer like use it for whatever purpose that, you know, they can dream of.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Overload systems that way. We originally designed that overload system for, you know, military applications, carrying drones or ammo cases, that sort of thing. Then that morphed into, you know, carrying elk quarters and deer out, you know, but we've seen people carry flats of beer or, you know, cattle board or all sorts of random stuff, that, you know, bulky items that wouldn't fit in your pack.
Right.
You know, so kind of same philosophy with this quarter 20 screw on the top there is like, let's put it on and like, let's just see what people throw on there.
Yeah, for sure. So that's cool. Anything else, before we step away from Western packs, anything, any new technology or new packs on the Western side of things?
Nothing other than the pop-up system. Yeah. That was kind of our focus, for 23, is getting that pop-up system really refined. There's a few things, you know, outside of kind of that new, frame system of the quarter 20 screw that we wanted to work on.
Yeah.
One of which was like, there were some issues with the bag integrating to the frame on our past series or past systems of bags there. So we made the frame a little bit taller, so those bags really sit nice and tight to the frame, to get rid of a little bit of slop.
Okay.
But, you know, that's just kind of some of the fine tuning adjustments that we've gotten some customer feedback and, you know, we're able to improve upon.
Perfect. Perfect. Let's see here. I want to move to the whitetail space now. And the second generation of, what's the name of the pack?
We call it the Treehouse.
The Treehouse, yeah. So talk to us a little bit about the customer feedback from the Treehouse that led you, or the redesigns that led you to the second generation.
Sure. Well, A, number one, glaring obvious was the noise factor. You know, we were using a lot of our Western-based textiles, which, mm-hmm. You can get away with being a little noisy, but, you know, in a tree stand, you know, noise is kind of one of the biggest things that'll betray you up there. So we worked really hard on developing a new textile that really, you know, kind of tamped down a ton of the noise. Some of the other, you know, kind of features that we planned in there were, you know, again, just like direct feedback. We put mollies, like a molly system that you'll see on like military gear where you can arrange different pockets and stuff on the top of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found was most people wouldn't use that. They'd be like, man, it'd be cool if there was a pocket here instead of these pieces of webbing.
Yeah.
So we went ahead and replaced that with, you know, another layer of stretch woven pocketry. Brought one of those along too. So,
perfect.
So there used to be two layers of molly up on top here, mm-hmm. but now we went to stacked stretch woven pockets. So here's a nice big lower one and then a smaller one up top.
Gotcha.
Simple refinement, but, you know, again, it's just customer feedback. It's like, hey, you know, you guys got pretty close, but if you included a couple of these little features, that'd be super helpful.
Okay.
We also included some bungee and some hooks here at the top on both sides. that enable you to strap, you know, rattling antlers or, you know, some other like small items on top there.
Yeah.
Still nice long compression straps. So if you were to strap a stand to the outside or climbing sticks or camera arms, you have a ton of room to do that with. We made those straps even a little bit longer than on the previous version, just to accommodate for some of those bulkier items.
Gotcha.
And then try to get this close up for you. I don't know if you can see kind of the fibers on this text file.
Not very good, but it's like, it's almost like a fleece, right? Or like what do they call that? A crush something.
Yeah. So it's similar to a fleece. One of the main differences that it has to a fleece is all the fibers on this material is straight instead of being napped.
Mm-hmm.
So if you did go through a patch of burrs or stickers or something, this fabric, it may pick some up, but it's very easily brushed off because those fibers are straight.
Right.
Whereas on a fleece, because the fiber is napped, those burrs will want to hook in. And then it's just a pain to pull that stuff out.
Right. And that was going to be my very first question, because on the Gen 1, which I have and I used for since I got it like 3 years now, it is a badass pack. I love it. And so when I heard people say it's too loud, I was like, first off, I said, you're ridiculous. It's not too loud. And I actually liked the material that's on it because it didn't pick up that many burrs, because that's where I hunt, man, in that thick, nasty stuff. And so when I saw it at the ATA show this year with all that fleece on it, my mind instantly went to, yeah, it's great. It's going to be quiet, but now it's going to pick up a whole bunch of junk. So it's reassuring to hear you say that it won't pick up as much as you think. And if it does, it can be basically combed right off.
Yeah. It's, was a huge consideration on us developing this textile too.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple golden retrievers and picking burrs off of those things is the bane of my existence.
So, right.
Making sure we had a textile that, you know, a burr could easily be removed was really important.
Mm-hmm.
The material is also a laminate, so there's a backer material behind it, so it's totally waterproof. Probably even more waterproof than some of the other textiles that you've seen our bags in previously.
Yeah.
So, because that was one of the other concerns that some guys had when they saw this material, is like, man, that looks like it'll just get super heavy, you know, in the rain or if it gets wet. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is since it's lined in that laminate form, it doesn't really absorb a ton of water. You know, it'll beat up on the surface. You will get a little bit of water that kind of collects inside of those fibers, but it won't penetrate the fabric.
Right. So on the first gen, the one that I have, there's, I don't know if it's a frame system in there that keeps the pack open and wide. Is that same technology and the ability to unzip it and fold it all the way out in this second gen model as well?
So for this season, we've done two sizes.
Okay.
So in the larger size, you still have the ability to unzip.
Yep.
And it has those stays in it that prevents the bag from flopping all the way open, and it stays at a nice open angle for you.
Yep.
Without yard sailing all your stuff on the ground.
Yep.
But the smaller version, we got rid of the zippers. And this is the smaller version that I have here. And it's a pretty small package.
Yeah.
So we felt like the need to have those zippers was a little bit, it was a little bit too much going on with that small of a system.
Okay.
So we got rid of those zippers. And then the other primary difference between the larger size and the smaller size is the larger has the adjustable yoke system in there. Whereas on the smaller size, we got rid of that to save a little bit of weight.
Gotcha.
Because with the smaller size pack, you have a tendency to carry a little bit less weight. Mm-hmm. So the comfort, you know, that's built into that adjustable yoke system isn't as necessary.
Gotcha.
Still a very comfortable pack to carry. And again, on that larger system, you still get that adjustable.
Gotcha. Okay. And so what are the sizes of these two packs?
The larger is 38 liters and the smaller is 20.
Gotcha. All right. And so, so far, have these already been introduced to the public, or is that something that's coming this summer?
Yeah, they came out fall 22.
Fall 22. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So some dudes already picked them up and ran them all season. Gotcha. And then little teaser in for fall 23, we've got a couple new packs coming out too.
On the whitetail line?
On the whitetail line.
Yeah. Gotcha. So what was the customer reaction for the fall 22 release?
We're leaving today and entering a world of Mickey Mouse waving, princess meeting and greeting, lightsaber clashing, the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror dropping, Banshee flying, Space Mountain launching, galaxy rewinding, what is the whole network galaxy rewinding, fireworks igniting, world of other worlds. For whatever you love, infinite worlds await at the most magical place on Earth, Walt Disney World Resort.
I mean, from what I've been hearing from a lot of guys is they were really excited that we addressed some of the shortcomings of the previous version.
Gotcha.
You know, a lot of the things that we got right, we maintained, tweaked a little bit of the feature set, to make sure that we were kind of hitting the mark, from some of the feedback that we've been getting. So I think product wise, you know, these packs are pretty darn close to, I wouldn't say perfect, but like, really functional, really dialed in for the user. You know, and like I was speaking to before, you know, now it's just getting our brand name out there and getting yeah. packs on people and, you know, seeing where we can go with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm going to throw a compliment your way. This really isn't a question, but one thing I really respect from any company and any product is the style of hunting that I do. And I beat the shit out of my equipment, and whether it's a binocular or it's a pack or it's boots or it's my bow, I really am hard on my gear in all the different terrains that I hunt. And so when I can say I have like a pair of boots that's lasted me 4 or 5 years, or a pack that's lasted me 3 years, or, you know, a trail camera or something, whatever the product may be, that makes me very happy, and it's hard for me to step away from that product to go test out another product when in fact I'm happy with the performance and the functionality of said product. So I will say this, the two packs that I've ran for the last handful of years have been the Metcalf and the Treehouse, right?
Correct.
Right. Yep. And I have beat the shit out of those two packs, and there's really nothing wrong with them. And so I will say, just kudos to you guys. Like that makes me personally very happy.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah, we definitely take pride in like the quality of packs that we build. Yeah. You know, I mean, we have like a pretty comprehensive, you know, material testing situation here. We have one guy that works for us. It's a mad scientist and loves to rip things apart. So he kind of holds our feet to the fire when it comes to the durability of new products. So whenever we're rolling out something new, he tries to tear it apart just to make sure that we're holding that standard of, you know, super durable and quality goods.
Yeah. And so you mentioned there's some more packs coming out this fall. Any teasers that you can share with us of what kind of demographic or what kind of hole they're going to fill?
Yeah, they're going to be, even a little bit smaller than the current, than the 20 that I just showed you.
Yep.
You know, without sharing too much, they're going to be a little bit more versatile and maybe addressing different species, other than just whitetail.
Gotcha.
So yeah, some kind of cool, innovative stuff. Definitely keep an ear to the ground.
So, I'm going to judge this next, you don't have to answer, but I'm going to judge it off your reaction. So it might be worth you being straight faced and not like, and using your poker face here, but you mentioned other species in this white, you know, you talked about whitetails, then you said other species. Are we going to see a turkey hunting bag from Mystery Ranch?
I don't remember saying turkeys.
Okay. You don't remember seeing turkeys.
Saying turkeys.
Oh, saying. No, you didn't say turkeys. I'm guessing that there's potentially a pack from Mystery Ranch that's going to be a turkey bag.
I'll just say not specifically.
Okay.
It's for the whitetail hunter.
I got you. Okay. All right. So fair enough. Well, I tell you what, anything else exciting, new, that you'd like to share with us, or any direction on where the next line of packs is going to go for Mystery Ranch?
I mean, other than the little teaser that I already gave you, I mean, what we're really doing here, you know, at Mystery Ranch, we've been doing for the last 20 years.
Man. Yeah.
We try to come up with cool stuff every season. You know, unfortunately, it's not like brand new suite of packs every year for hunting specifically, but like, you know, we're coming out with some really cool stuff in our outdoor lines. We're coming out with new stuff for, you know, military and fire. So we're always just trying to push the envelope on, you know, innovation when it comes to packs and carrying gear. Yeah, and there's, you know, there's stuff in the hopper for, you know, Western hunting, for whitetail hunting. You know, there's some cool stuff coming down the line.
Perfect. Well, Alex, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on and share this information with us. If people want to find out more about Mystery Ranch, where do we send them?
MysteryRanch.com.
Perfect. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.